Welcome to North Country Commerce, a business and community affairs program brought to you by Denton Publications. I'm your host, Jeremiah Papanoff, and with me today is my guest, Captain Larry Goodman, director of the local chapter of the Salvation Army. Welcome, Larry.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're talking today about the Salvation Army and its mission. It's a name people hear all the time. You know, the Salvation Army brand is everywhere. But, Larry, what exactly is a Salvation Army? And what, I mean, you know, the roots even. I mean, go back and give us like a whole overview of the Salvation Army.
Right. Well, I believe when we look at the Salvation Army, the most recognizable thing, even when you're thinking of major corporations, is the logo, the shield. Mm-hmm. And that's the shield, the red shield of compassion. And when we see a shield, we think of something that protects us. Mm-hmm. And that would be the social service aspect of it. Like if you're looking at an organization like McDonald's, of course you see the golden arches. What do you think of?
Right.
You think of their product.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is we have, you know, the Salvation Army is also a church, and we are an organization that our mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. and to meet human needs in his name without discrimination. Mm-hmm. Now, because we do that so quietly off the record, sometimes people don't even realize that we are a church, so we believe it's important to share with the world that is our objective. But again, we believe that part of witnessing is rolling up your sleeves. You know, Christianity with the sleeves rolled up is how you touch the people, and that's what the red shield is all about.
And this, and the Salvation Army itself, I mean, as an organization, dates back quite some time, right?
Yeah, in fact, the founder, William Booth, he founded it in 1865,
mm-hmm.
so well over 140 years now,
yeah.
145 years, and his wife, Catherine Booth, that was in London, England, mm-hmm. and they began, ironically, they didn't want to have a church aspect. I mean, William just wanted to, you know, take care of people that were destitute, that were on the streets, either homeless, and of course they tried to care for people that were caught up in prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he thought that the church component would complicate things. Now, he was a man that was on fire for the Lord,
yeah.
but he really didn't want to develop a new church. He said, that's the last thing we need, let's just get busy.
Right.
But as fate may have it, I just think that it was in the greater plan of things, and now here we are today with both components operating.
And locally, the Salvation Army chapter has been operating for some time as well.
Yeah, in fact, right here in Plattsburgh, this is one of the, what I would say, one of the older units, and I think there's a great deal of history if you look at it. In 1906, they might have even begun breaking ground even in as early as 1902, I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Plattsburgh, there was another building that they operated out of as early as 1906.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly when we got into World War II, it was just a booming industry as far as the military is concerned. Mm-hmm. And being a military town, you know, Salvation Army traditionally meets with our brothers and sisters, whether they're in the military or our brothers that are in blue, the police officers and firefighters, and we're there to serve and support them. So that's how I think they recognize that there was a need, and we're right here on the border, of course, by Canada. So.
Mm-hmm. And there's a very expanded outreach to what Salvation Army does in the community, though, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's certainly, you know, again, when you're looking at the theological component, we certainly try to carry the message. We do Bible studies and Sunday worship services.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other components, too, that people, unless you're really involved and know what the Salvation Army represents, mm-hmm. You might see, okay, they give us food, they have the soup kitchen. But what they may not know is that we have a kids program. We send kids to camp.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a teen program. We visit the elderly. We go to nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, any solid church organization would.
Right.
So I suppose unless you're involved and knew that particular piece, you only see the red shield. That's the most visible piece.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Like, there's so many services. I know you and I have talked about Salvation Army before, and you've enlightened me on it so much that it's done in the community, because people do. They may see the chapter on South Catherine Street in Plattsburgh, drive by and say, well, that's nice, the Salvation Army, they're helping. But there's a lot of ways you help the community.
Sure, sure. Yeah, we try to, you know, I guess, I mean, this is probably taken a little bit away from it, but it's like a one-stop shop. You know, if you come here, if there is a need, we certainly, if we can't serve that need, we can definitely point you in the right direction.
Right.
And, you know, one of the immediate changes that we made, and it wasn't necessarily a change per se, but it was an addition, we put a cross on the building to let the people know that, you know, we are people of faith. But we do recognize that people don't like us being on a soapbox or jamming it down your throat. So there is a more passive approach, I suppose, as to other churches. Who's right, who's wrong, I don't know till I'm up there. But certainly, you know, we just do our best to roll up our sleeves and hopefully our, you know, we're living witnesses where people can see and go, wow, those people, you know, keep active. Now, that is impossible. I'm not giving us a big pat on the back.
Right.
It is not possible without the support of the community. So we are so grateful for, you know, like yourself and other organizations or, you know, advertising facilities, you know, just getting our name out there and letting the people know what we do.
Now, I know we've also talked before about how, you know, the economy, the way it's been in recent years, you know, it's fluctuated and, you know, the needs are, you know, seem to be greater. How have you been seeing it as, you know, from the Salvation Army standpoint, how has the need been in the community?
Yeah, it seems like it's ever growing, and each and every year it seems to hit in a little different area. Just when you think you are meeting the need and you have everything balanced, it could, for instance, the first year we came here, it seemed like, you know, the feeding program, the numbers just kept growing and growing and growing. And in fact, they still are growing, but at least they slowed down. Then when we were fortunate enough to add the youth program, the Kids Supper Club, then the need sort of, I don't know that it shifted. I think it was always there, but now that they knew, hey, our kids can get their needs met, the emphasis started growing along those lines. So on any given year, I think it starts shifting gears, but it has been growing each and every year in dollars and cents. We exhaust our funds, and we are very very frugal, very good stewards, although we do spend money where we think is necessary. You know, it's undeniable that it's been growing at a rate of, you know, anywhere from 20%, and this year is probably up about 8%, and that's why the numbers have to continue to grow if necessary to meet the need.
Now, obviously, with the need growing, do you see, I mean, obviously, you raise your goal for what you try to raise each year. Do you see that the donations, the generosity is growing as well, or is it tough? I mean,
you know, my gut feeling is it's always there. It comes. There's always going to be a few naysayers and people that are cynical of the system and why are you starting so early. But, you know, all in all, by and large, the community is a very generous community. It's all about being transparent. Be straight up, tell them what the need is, and if you make a commitment, then be a man of your word or a woman of your word and you know, meet that demand as you promised. So far, that's what we've done.
Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to North Country Commerce, a business community affairs program brought to you by Denton Publications. I'm your host, Jeremiah Papinaw, and again with me today is my guest, Captain Larry Goodman, director of the local chapter of the Salvation Army. Now, we were just talking about how much the need is in the community and, you know, meeting that need and whatnot. And one way that the Salvation Army is known for helping to meet that need is something this time of year that always happens, the annual Red Kettle Campaign. Tell our listeners, Larry, a little bit about what exactly the Red Kettle Campaign is and what you strive to do with it each year.
Well, the Red Kettles, it started quite some time ago, and it's a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And most major corporations have several different fundraisers a year, whether it be a carnival or a comedian coming in or, you know, let's just say a steak roast. I mean, there's many different ways. We have one. Mm-hmm. We have one fundraiser a year. And, yes, it's a major fundraiser, and it lasts for several weeks, but then when we're done, that's it. And that money has to last us the whole year. In Plattsburgh community, it's approximately represents one third of our budget.
I see.
So there's another third that comes from our thrift store, and then the last leg would come from Legacies and Bequests, and in addition to you have mail, like white mail would be the mail that you just mail out on your own without being solicited. And sometimes the Salvation Army has to be proactive and and we do send mailers out and try to get people to respond. So those are all necessary components that add up for the whole ticket, so we can meet the need. And what tells us that we're doing it right is if we don't have to cut programs and we're moving forward and not only meeting but hopefully expanding, and that's what we've been doing each year.
That's very good. Yeah. Now, as far as this year's goal, what is this year's goal for fundraising?
This year's goal is $155,000. Last year we were at approximately $140,000, mm-hmm. and I know if I'm a listener hearing that, wow, man, that's a lot of money. Well, first, bear in mind, yes, it is. For me, it certainly is, and for most of us listeners, that is. But when we hear the overwhelming demand, I mean, to recognize that we served over 10,400 people in the soup kitchen alone.
Wow.
Okay, 10,400 people, soup kitchen. We have over 600 in the food pantry. 8,000 receive free produce. Where did we get the free produce? Well, we had to drive, use the gas, get manpower, pick it up, go to the different stores. And there's a lot of behind-the-scene things that it takes money to make money. So additionally, when we have the kettle sites, while we try to man them mostly with volunteers, we have 22 sites, and we're running them 10 hours a day. It is almost impossible in this weather to keep a volunteer 10 hours a day at 22 different sites. So needless to say, we have to compensate some of the workers. Mm-hmm. The good news is we stimulate the economy here locally, but the challenge is our bottom line then dwindles a little bit.
Right.
So, you know, it's a catch-22. You don't want to have a vacant kettle stand. That's no good. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have too many expenses, so you try to meet somewhere in the middle. So when you hear those numbers, bear in mind, there is a cost for doing business.
Right.
So, you know, all that isn't just coming home. Then when you look at the remainder of it, we just meet the need and carry that through our fiscal year.
Yeah. So, I mean, the need, obviously, for volunteers, it's got to be a great need.
There's never too many. I mean, there's never too many. I will say they're very pleasant volunteers in this area, and the ones that serve are beyond marvelous. I mean, they can endure the cold weather, and those that can't endure the cold weather, just the compassion of their hearts. I mean, it's very sincere. I mean, I have a couple of individuals that dress up in an outfit like war soldiers. If you saw Braveheart, you know what I mean. Just kind of in the military.
They really get into it.
Yeah, they really get into it. So it's like the revolution. You know, it's just they dress up, and because this part of the country recognizes the military, mm-hmm. it comes off very well. So they use some of their passion and artistic flair, and they take ownership at that cattle site, and it shows. So those are the things that really bless us when we look at an individual that, you know, goes above and beyond, and we think of them. We talk about those people throughout the year. I wanted to share with you, I was driving home from a conference just last week, and I saw this truck. It's pulled over. It's an exit before, coming home back into Plattsburgh. And I saw he was looking under it. I thought it was broke down and had some problems. So I said, "Excuse me, sir, do you need any help?" And he says, "Oh, I'm all right." And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and we kind of, "Do I know you?" And he says, "You know what? I rang bells for you." And I says, "You've got to be kidding me." So he told me who he was.
Yeah.
And it was actually one of the fellows. I mean, I'll even say his name. I don't think he'd have a problem with that. It's Mike Walters.
Yeah.
If you hear me, Mike, our hat's off to you. But he, for year after year, he was one of the ones that dressed up like a soldier, rang a bell, and it just drew so much attention.
Yeah.
And that, it just shows me that there is a hand. There is God is in control of all this. And we didn't run into each other for nothing. He has since moved from this community.
Yeah.
But as fate may have it, I ran into him, and boy, that was just a motivator.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, I must renew everything for you. So.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you want to get involved with the local chapter of the Salvation Army, it's not hard to do. You can very easily get in touch with Captain Larry Goodman and the fine folks over here at the Salvation Army. Their number here is 561-2951. And again, I want want to thank my guest, Captain Larry Goodman, director of the local chapter of the Salvation Army. I'm sure he'd be glad to hear from you. Is that right, Larry?
Well, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to see you on, you know, whether you're here to volunteer, contribute, or if you're here in need. We would love to see you regardless. And, you know, every human being walking through that door, whether you're receiving something or giving something, you are important to us.
They're there for you. So again, I'm your host, Jeremiah Papada, and thank you for listening to North Country Commerce.
This program has been a production of Hall Communications, Burlington, Plattsburgh.